heard a lot in the lunchtime news about the cost of living crisis is about to get worse. Well, certainly it looks like the cost of doing all the nice things that make life bearable, like eating out in a restaurant, like staying in a hotel, like getting your hair done, all those things, it looks inevitably are going to be more expensive over the next couple of weeks and months, because the 9% reduced VAT rate for tourism, hospitality and some other services is to expire at midnight and return to 13.5%. So what does that mean for us consumers? Well, I'm joined on the line to chat some more about this by Johnny Maguire of Brickeen Restaurant in Killarney. And we've also been joined by Sean Taff, who owns a number of hair salons around Kerry. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Johnny,
good afternoon there, Jane, your listeners.
Johnny, I might start with you. Is it inevitable now that it's going to get more expensive to eat out here in Kerry and elsewhere?
It is inevitable. I would love to say something to the opposite, but unfortunately that is a fact of life. As everybody knows, you talk about the cost of living, the cost of doing business. And it's an ever-increasing circle, and the circle is going up and up the whole time. So it's inevitable, and we can't, unfortunately, the government have decided in their wisdom that the VAT rate should go back up to 13.5%, and the sector that's going to be most affected by it is that, as Sean's business, our business here in Brickeen, the smaller fish in this thing, the bigger fish will be able to absorb that to a better extent, but the smaller fish are definitely going to be very, very, very badly impacted by this increase.
Will increases in eating out have to be brought in immediately? Will people who like to dine out start to notice it fairly soon, or will some restaurants hold off for a while?
I would think. I'm in business with my brother here for 30 years. We will review our cost base and what the VAT increase is going to do to us. If it is possible for us, we've done it before, we would absorb that into our what's called the margin. The margin is the amount of money that you make that makes your business survive. Like, it's not that we walk away with all this in our pockets. It's the oil that keeps the wheel turning. And in this case, that amount of oil, if it's decreased, then the wheel won't turn as well as it was, and we'll have to review what we're at.
What's the mood like, Johnny, from other restaurant owners? I mean, they knew this was coming, but have they any thoughts about where to go from here, or what they'd like the government to do?
Our business is, we're a member of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, which represents the restaurant sector, and they have made the Adrian Cummins is our chairperson, CEO, and he has been very, very vocal on this issue, but unfortunately it's fallen on deaf ears, because we are a small sector of the team, but it's a sector that's very important. And what people are forgetting is the amount of, like, usually these businesses are, by and large, are family owned, you know, run businesses with employing local people, and this effect is going to be enormous.
Let's bring Sean Taff in. And of course, Sean, people forget that it's not just hotels and restaurants. Hairdressers are going to be affected by this as well.
Yeah, Deirdre, I guess, you know, a lot of people don't realise this hairdressing comes under this VAT rate. I listened to Johnny speaking, and I think the reality is that, I guess, Johnny's industry and our industry are kind of almost victims, kind of getting lumped in under the hotels and stuff. And whilst a lot of those are big, you know, corporate conglomerates, which, you know, are making huge profits, the vast majority of restaurants and hairdressing salons are independent, you know, either single units or a couple of units. They're not huge chains, you know. So profit margins, you know, are basically there to sustain families and keep things going. It's not fueling a yacht somewhere in the Caribbean, you know.
And Sean, again, just the question I put to Johnny, will a lot of hair salons start to put up their prices pretty much immediately?
Again, I suppose, obviously, it will depend on individual operators, I would imagine. I know for the likes of ourselves, as soon as the VAT rate came down, we actually reduced our prices immediately. We will buy that amount, by the 4.5%. Being honest, I would imagine that we will have to go up to 4.5% to return to where we were in the pretty near future, I would imagine, within the next month. Again, obviously, I can't speak for individual operators. Everyone obviously is looking at their customer base. No one wants to create hardship for our clients, but ultimately doors have to be kept open as well, you know, Deirdre.
The government ministers, of course, they've consistently ruled out any further extension to the lower rate. We've been on the lower rate for a while, and they're saying, government officials are saying, there's no economic case for any further extension of the lower rate. Do you accept that, Sean, or what's your view on it?
I don't really. I mean, look, government policy, I'm not talking about this government, but you know, any government over the last 30 years have been proven that all their policies aren't actually up scratch and 100% present and correct. And I personally believe it's only when you actually see businesses closing. I can only speak for our own industry in the UK. There's been more than 2,000 salons have closed since COVID. And we don't have the stats in Ireland, but a considerable number have closed. And I do think this might be the kind of death knell for a lot of operators.
Are you saying you think some salons will close, maybe even here in Kerry?
I would put money on it. I'd be very confident to say that. Unfortunately, you know, people don't realise that most hairdressing salons, you know, are owner operated. You know, they're not, as I said before, they're not big corporates, and you know, they're not making huge profits. So I do think it could have a very adverse effect. Definitely reducing staff numbers and possibly closures.
Johnny, to come back to you, I'm hearing week after week from listeners that they feel, rightly or wrongly, and feel free to contradict me, but they're saying that it's very dear, it's very expensive to eat out in Kerry. Now, not everywhere, but in a lot of places. And people week after week come back to us on the programme with examples of bills they got, which they feel were over the top and ridiculously expensive. From what you've been saying to me, it sounds like, you know, restaurant owners have no option but to put up their prices.
Yeah, business in the town of Killarney for 30 years, we seem to be reeling from one thing to the next, Deirdre, and I'm talking society at large. We're going from one thing to the next. It's the pandemic, then the war in Ukraine, and all these things. It seems to be relentless. But the primary aim of any business is to stay in business, and in order to stay in business, you need to make a profit. And unfortunately, outside of our control, like as fact the situation in Ukraine is outside of our control, the COVID was outside of our control, but our government can take measures to support businesses that genuinely, and this is not meant, I'm not going out now with the big thing, but there are people who are struggling and they need to be supported. It's across the sector. Sean has outlined in the hairdressing sector, these are small businesses in rural Ireland that need support, and Michael McGrath, with one fell swoop of his pen, is going to do untold damage to the sectors that will be very, very heavily impacted by this.
So what, I mean, is there any way back? Is there any way that restaurants can survive? I mean, will they have to cut staff? Will they have to only open on certain nights of the week, maybe just weekends? Can you see big changes in the coming months?
Can I just give an example of something, and to your listeners out there today who are listening to this programme. A proposal was put 10 years ago, was presented to the Chamber of Commerce, and we met the Minister of Tourism, and we said to the Minister, could the schools not reopen until September, so that there was a whole month of August? That is something which is under control of the government. Now schools have gone back last week. That's 2 weeks gone out of August. The people, once you open the school, people stop. Their holidays are over. It's all about that. There's a simple, doable project that could be initiated by the government. It fell on deaf ears. What's actually happened in the 10 years since we made that proposal to the government is the schools are even going further into August. I mean, I never before heard of the second last week in August, the schools are reopening all the way to the beginning of September, and that gave a whole month of tourism, and that's the vital lifeblood of the sector.
Would a measure like that really make that much of a difference, Johnny?
If you see it yourself, everybody's switched on now to schools. They're not thinking of taking a break. Their main focus is on getting the kids back to school, getting the books, getting out, and all that stuff distracts people from going out to enjoy themselves, to be in the month of August, which used to be the way, Deirdre. I'm not asking to go off on some new tangent, but that was always the way in Ireland. People went back to school in the beginning of September, not the third week in August. It's unheard of.
Yeah, and you're saying so that's making the season shorter, and therefore
it's making the season shorter. There's, you know, it eats into the economic life of the west of Ireland, which is dependent hugely on tourism.
And Sean, to come back to you, just coming at it from the hairdresser's point of view, I presume, I know you've always been very vocal on behalf of your industry. I presume you did some lobbying as well ahead of this return to 13.5%. Did you feel you got a proper hearing? Are you disappointed with the government's reaction?
Well, I have to confess, Deirdre, my time representing the president of the council and on the board, I was there for 7 years, so my term was kind of up. So I haven't been involved directly in the negotiations, but I do know my colleagues have been. And again, I think it's quite a lot of lip service and listening, but really, as you say, falling on deaf ears, you know?
Yeah. Just a final question. Do you both feel that this decision will come to bite back at the government parties when there's a general election, or even when there's local elections next year? Johnny?
Yes, I certainly do, because over the winter we're facing, this measure is going to be introduced. There's two certainties in life: tax and debt. There's no getting away from it. And that increases tax. Businesses will have to pay that. And if they can't afford to pay it, well, then that's going to have a detrimental effect on the life of that business. And Sean has outlined it in his sector. People are struggling. There's no two ways about that. People are struggling in society, and businesses are struggling in as well.
And it'll have political repercussions.
I would definitely think so. Yes, it certainly will.
Okay, fair enough. Well, listen, we leave it there, gentlemen, but I know there's a fair bit of doom and gloom around the place today about this news, even though we didn't know it was coming. But it's certainly a story that there'll be more debate and discussion on in the coming days. Thank you to Johnny Maguire from Brickeen in Killarney and Sean Taff of the Sean Taff Hair Group with Salons All Over Kerry. Thank you to both of you for coming on to speak to us this afternoon.